How about that basketball game? Well, 807 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Monday. Glad to have you along, Sean Dalton. Dr. Bill Kane, of course, love to hear from you at 343-0106. And, you know, it was interesting to watch that game last night as, you know, I'm one of those very strange Alabama fans. Even Auburn fans don't understand me that, in general, with a few exceptions, if it's not Alabama versus Auburn, I pull for Auburn. But I'm not following Auburn hoops day in and day out. I'm not even a big consumer of college basketball until the end, like everybody. I'm that guy, right? Watching that game yesterday, that was an exciting, and going into overtime first and then moving on, I was like, holy cow.
Yeah, I mean, heart rate to the max yesterday as they went into overtime, and Horace Spencer missed the game winner there at the very end, and then Auburn just took over in overtime. And then, so that's a run of three of the top basketball programs in the entire nation. They beat Kansas, who's admittedly having a bit of a down year. They beat North Carolina, who everyone expected to beat Auburn. And then they beat Kentucky, who, again, everyone expected to beat Auburn. So Bruce Pearl's got the team on just an incredible run. And, you know, after they started the SEC 7-7 in conference play and lost big time to Kentucky in February, they've just been on a run ever since. I think, what's that, 12 wins in a row now for Auburn, and they've two more to go, and they'll be national champions.
Unbelievable. So that's, and by the way, too, we will be covering that airtime. Well, if tip is at the ridiculous arbitrary time of 5:09 on Saturday afternoon.
So we'll probably get the pregame started at 5. We'll have to see, because the Auburn Radio Network, they have to get their ducks in a row, too, and see what their plan is for this coming weekend. But tonight on Sports Night, looking forward to talking to the play-by-play guy for Auburn Radio. Rod Bramlett. We're going to get him on and talk to him about this just ridiculous run for the Auburn Tigers.
All right, good stuff. And if people have not caught Sports Night before, 7 o'clock.
Tonight. 7 o'clock on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, good deal. Speaking of Sports Night, one of the many, many shows that make up our volume of live local programming every week. And to remind you, too, VoteNappies.com still live, right? We're still in the nominating process.
Yeah, just about 1 week to go. You can vote through April 7th. So 11:59 p.m. April 7th, that's when they'll put stop on the votenappies.com and start counting all the votes, and then we'll get into the real voting.
And they'll see the brackets, right, for the nappies. But what I complain about, but it's a complaint because it's a good thing for us, but the way the nappies are designed, they're designed for radio stations that have like a show or one local show, and it's different for us because we have so many local shows. There's all, you know, I want to see all my compatriots here nominated. And we have so many shows, and the nappies just kind of have one or two spots where you can put them in. So maybe put Sports Night in one night, you know, go back and put another show in another day and another show to seed that bracket with a lot of our programs, because there's so many great shows we have on.
Yeah, just alternate. Alternate your votes.
There you go.
We'll take them all.
And thank you very much for your votes over at votenappies.com. All right, a couple things here. Locally, Spanish Fort tonight, City Council is holding a public hearing to find out what voters think of a new proposal. It's for our news partners at WKRG, reporting that it is a proposal here from Spanish Fort to raise $3 million property tax increase. Now, if you don't remember how it's gone in Baldwin County, talk about raising millage, it's not always been a great thing there, but they're bringing this up specifically for Spanish Fort. So this is not doesn't affect Baldwin County as a whole. A public hearing tonight starts at 6 at the Spanish Fort Community Center. The voters will get the final say. If the city moves forward with the tax increase, it would ultimately be up to Spanish Fort voters to make the final decision. If passed, it would only impact property taxes in Spanish Fort. So that would be specific to that metro. Also, let's look at Montgomery now, because tomorrow they're back in session. Last week was spring break, and you had so many members of the legislature out and talking about their ideas, their bills they were dropping. I know locally, I mean, Shane Stringer, Barbara Drummond's bill about vaping, getting some regulation. I think Alabama, one of just three states that doesn't regulate vaping. I was blown away. I did not know that you could get vaping stuff at under 18, 19 years old. I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, I guess I thought there was a law on it, but maybe it's just so easy to get into their hands. Do you think they take the spring break so early in the session so that that's exactly it, so that the politicians mm-hmm. can go back to their constituents, kind of mm-hmm. take the temperature of everything that's going on around them and see what they can get away with when yeah. they get back.
Yeah, and also they had their first week of regular session was special session, so there was, you know, those things got moved back. Okay, you have big things going on right now. The lotto bill, of course, Senator McClendon's lotto bill. There could be a lot of discussion about that. Also, I was watching Capital Journal over the weekend. Yes, I'm one of the 12 or 15 people in the state that watches Don Daly's Capital Journal, which is actually a great show from APT if you're watching Montgomery politics. Jimmy Lyons was on there, head mm-hmm. of the Mobile Port Authority, talking about the deepening and widening of the Mobile Ship Channel, something we've talked about a good bit here. And he's talking about the funding coming through the gas tax, that portion of it, the $150 million, that's going in to do the local match for the money that Big Dog in Washington, Senator Shelby, has gotten out of appropriations for the Ship Channel, and the $150 is a local match on that. They talked about that some. Also talked about a couple different bills that are floating around. One here, let's see. There's the abortion bill similar to what was discussed in Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
There's a proposal on that should come up, and now I've lost the story, that should come up tomorrow. Be filed here. Also, there's a renewed push, interesting, for rural broadband. And you've heard Governor Ivey talk about the rural broadband initiative, and this is to allocate state money to try to make places in the state of Alabama that don't have access to high-speed internet get it, almost like a rural electrification thing. That's going to be brought up. And I don't know the name of that bill, but I'm looking at it. I'm looking for it.
Probably a pretty sweet acronym.
Yes. It'd be a good one. Yeah, and I don't know the rural broadband. I don't know there's also the no driving in the left lane. They call the road rage bill from a representative from North Alabama, which I don't, you know, it's, why not just say we're going to enforce law about driving slowly in the left lane instead mm-hmm. of saying the reason they're doing this is to reduce road rage. It's almost like, I mean, but why not just say we're going to make the law that the law is right now that you can't drive slow in the left lane when people are trying to pass. So, you know, just enforce the law.
Because that's another one that's already on the books, like we talked about with texting while driving, with the distracted driving
Correct.
Laws. Why not just enforce what you have? And that seems like, does that come up every year, the driving in the left lane? Is that kind of...
Subject's come up before. I don't know the last time that there was a bill proposed mm-hmm. on this.
I feel like I hear about that all the time.
And then, yeah, like you said, the texting, the hands-free. Okay, here we go. The story from my NBC 15. Alabama could be the latest state to consider an abortion ban as supporters hope to spark legal challenges to revisit Roe versus Wade. Representative Terry Collins, Republican from Decatur, said she plans to introduce legislation Tuesday that would make it a felony to perform an abortion in Alabama at any stage of pregnancy. The only exemption would be for the health of the mother. All right. So that's and then one more here on the finance side here. And I know we got to go to break, but get this one in. It's this is something that what bill was filed over the weekend, and I guess this hits the House tomorrow in committee. Let's see. Bill was filed. Okay, here's a story from North Alabama. Bill filed over the weekend by Representative Tommy Little out of Tuscumbia.
Mm-hmm.
Guess this will show up in the Finance Committee in the House, because that's where revenue bills come out of the House, Finance Committee, maybe Telecom Committee. I'm not sure, because it deals with telecommunications. Here's what they said. This bill could come out of committee and have its first reading this week in the House. Of course, it would have to have, if y'all remember, three readings in the House before it would go to the Senate.
Right.
The bill is the RTWE Reinvestment Act, or the Roll Tide War Eagle Reinvestment Act. Listen to this. So, and they say the bill has support in the House. I'm not sure any traction in the Senate. Did not get any response from any of our local senators on it. So it says the plan would be a tax or a viewer excise fee that would run between 1.5 to 3 cents per hour per set.
What?
Okay, let me go through that. Okay, what they're saying is TV sets, I guess it's by set, not by household. I don't know how they're going to figure that out. By set, that every hour that those TVs are on with Alabama or Auburn football playing. It could be Iron Bowl, or it could be Alabama versus somebody, Auburn versus somebody. As long as it's Alabama or Auburn playing, you would pay an excise fee of 1.5 to 3 cents per hour per set. Could increase with cost of broadcast. bars and restaurants, etc., would pay more per hour's viewed. So commercial, okay, so if you're selling stuff or you're a commercial entity, you pay more.
Kind of like the pay-per-view. When a bar buys a pay-per-view, they pay a lot more than the at-home pay-per-view.
Right. That's what they're saying. Although, I got a bunch of questions already. Representative Tommy Little out of Tuscumbia says, in light of Auburn's win and the great performance out of both Auburn and Alabama in sports, this is the right time for the people of the state to give back to those institutions.
Hmm.
The revenue from this would be, okay, this would be like the lottery, 50-50 split. 50% would go to Alabama, I guess 25% would go to Auburn, 25% of the money would go to Alabama to, I guess, be scholarship funds for the schools. The other 50% would go to general fund. But what are they going to, this is once again where they don't think about, so if it's by TV set, and I guess they would use Nielsen that does the TV ratings to see how many sets are on, watching how many hours of these games. How are they going to figure out if somebody does it like online and bounce? What is the Fire Stick or whatever the...
Yeah, because there's so many ways to stream now. I mean, you got ESPN Plus, and I guess with the streaming numbers, maybe they'll look into that because it's so easy to tabulate who's streaming. Maybe they'll add that in or something, but I mean, that's ridiculous because usually if both teams are playing, I'll have them both up on my... in my house at the same time.
Two TVs on with
sometimes three or four, but yeah, for sure when Auburn and Alabama.
Ooh, I don't know how they're going to. I guess because it says buy TV set.
Yeah,
Bill. It says buy TV set, and this is. And then it leaves out. I don't know. It says Alabama and Auburn. It is the. And I wonder if they're going to. It's called the Roll Tide War Eagle Reinvestment Act, but I wonder if there's going to be some grief that it should be the War Eagle Roll Tide with Auburn's, you know, performance right now.
Yeah,
that'll start a whole debate there. And there's similar things have been done, like in New York, the Yankees did this with Yankees baseball and used the money to reinvest in communities around the ballpark.
Yeah.
That's where they reinvest the money as people come to the games. I guess the people who don't come to the games, who watch those Yankee games in the greater New York area, pay an excise fee per hour watch. That money goes back into giving startup businesses a chance and all that stuff right around the stadium. I don't know that it's going to be applied that way because it says here that the money would go...
Scholarships.
I guess scholarship fund at Alabama and at Auburn. But it leaves out... I mean, what about... People watch South. People watch Troy. UAB.
Yeah, UAB had a great football season. Man, this is just another ridiculous cash grab. And I wonder if they're trying to get this in. You know, everybody's paying attention to Auburn basketball. They're all excited. Probably not paying much attention to what's going on in Montgomery. Just kind of trying to ride those coattails to get this through. That's just seems like another cash grab to me.
Well, this is... Okay, and it's not as much as the per gallon gas tax, but still it could go up. It says between 1.5 to 3 cents per hour per set. And if you have multiple sets on like you're talking about, how much are you paying per hour
in
your house?
6 cents an hour?
God. Yeah, it could be. I mean, or number of sets if the kids have it on in one room and you have it on in the other room and, you know, Uncle Merle has it on the other room. But once again, people are going to go around. Once again, the legislature fails to understand that the free market will work around this somehow. But right now, they're pushing this and it has support in the House. We don't know about the Senate yet, but it'll go to the Finance Committee. And the bill is the Roll Tide War Eagle Reinvestment Act. Could charge you 3 cents an hour. And then they said it could go up with cost of broadcast and all that stuff. So this is their push right now. Another money grab out of Montgomery.
They just assume that people are going to watch the games regardless,
I guess. And so they'll get their money. All right, we'll talk about this when we get back. Phone number is 343-0106. 343-0106. All right, 824 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Monday. Segment of the show brought to you by 1-800-GONE-JUNK. New week to work with. Get started on the honey-do list for this coming weekend by getting the junk crossed off. If you've got junk, you need it gone. You're trying to get organized here in 2019. You got a storage unit that's costing you money every month and you don't even know what's in there. Listen, get that junk gone. And it could be things inside your house, up in the attic, up the creaky attic ladder stair thing with the springs. You know, they can go up there and get the stuff. Heck, if you have a storage shed in the backyard, not only do you want the stuff out of the storage shed, you want the storage shed gone, they can do that. They take down swing sets and movable. I mean, if you've got junk, you need it gone. Maybe it's at your office. Maybe it's at your shop. You need that junk gone. You need 1-800-GOT-JUNK. What's great is a national company. You know the name. But my buddy Trey, now for 11 years, running the local franchise, Mobile and Baldwin County, working at commercial, residential properties. 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Make that appointment today. It's as easy as picking up the phone and calling 1-800-GOT-JUNK or going to their website, 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. All right, running through some text here. If it wasn't for repetitive legislation, they wouldn't have anything to do in Montgomery. Terry says, I guess I'll quit watching AUUA sports.
They're betting that most people don't, you know, because if you had to, I mean, of course people are going to argue about this because this is tax rates, but no one's going to stop. I mean, maybe the fringe fans, but if you're a true Alabama or an Auburn fan, that this isn't going to stop you.
No, you're right.
It will make
this
your race.
That's why they're working on it, because they know it's just like driving. They know that you're going to drive anyway, so mm-hmm. you have to drive. So you're going to pay the gas tax, and you're going to watch Alabama or Auburn football mm-hmm. during the season, so you're going to pay taxes. This is one that they think you can't get around, but like I pointed out, technology-wise, there are going to be people doing the Fire Stick and streaming and running a cable splitter from somebody else's house over. This texter says, when will Alabama get tired of all the taxation without representation? What type of representation are citizens getting from having to pay a tax on top of a tax paid to cable or satellite company already for watching the games? I guess their argument is going to be that tax or that money is going federally. That's going to the FCC.
Mm-hmm.
And the state is not getting the money. And the state is producing. I mean, here we got Alabama top of the fold in football almost every year.
Yep.
It's the biggest deal, right? I mean, this is nationally a big deal. Obviously huge in the state. Auburn on this amazing run in college hoops. People are consuming Auburn basketball on TV big time. And the schools, those players and everybody around there, they're not getting paid for it.
It's so much like them, too, to dump this news over the, like, on Friday or, yep. right? I mean, because Auburn played on Friday. That was a Sweet 16 game and then an Elite game. That's all anyone could think or talk about this weekend. I'm really interested to see about the allocation, because I know maybe looking at putting some of it into the scholarship funds, does that mean that the state's going to kind of draw back on how much they're already putting into the colleges?
Right. I don't,
because somehow they're going to get their cut.
Yeah, well, the state's getting 50%, it says here, in Representative Tommy Little's bill. 50% goes to general fund, 50% goes to, I guess 25% goes to Alabama, 25% goes to Auburn, but they're going to use that as the, just like at the lotto bill, like McClendon's lotto bill, is 50% for schools, 50% for the general fund. They're using the school thing as the protective cloak of this mm-hmm. thing. Instead of saying, hey, we just need it for the general fund, that wouldn't pass, they'll do it for schools. Once again, it is HB 74, bill filed over the weekend, Representative Tommy Little out of Tuscumbia. And I guess tomorrow when they go back into session, this bill will show up in finance. I'm guessing finance committee, because it's a revenue bill. It may be telecom committee. And then they said it could have a first, could come out of committee. Bills in the House have to have three readings. So it would have its first reading as early as this week. Of course, it would have the total of three readings before it goes to the Senate. I have not heard that it has traction. I heard it has traction in the House, but not any traction in the Senate. We also haven't heard anything from coaches. What's a Malzahn? What does a Saban say?
Well, I know Saban. Well, they're both in spring practice right now, so I doubt you'll get anything out of Nick Saban. But, you know, I'm ready to see the fireworks there in Montgomery once they start to get in on this, because you know that the people that went to Auburn are going to wear their Auburn ties mm-hmm. and put on about
yes.
it. And Alabama, same thing for the Alabama graduates; they're going to wear their Alabama ties.
The other graduate, you know, and fans will say, "Oh, well, you know, I guess mm-hmm. they're not for it. They don't believe in their team like we believe in ours."
I hope somebody steps up and says, "Like, you know, this isn't right. Why are we even entertaining this idea?"
And then. And the other part of this, once again, they have not thought this out. What about South?
Yeah.
When USA's on, I mean, so they get no revenue, so they're going to leave South out, they're going to leave Troy out, they're going to leave UAB out.
They'll probably get ESPN on this, because, you know, most of South's games used to not be on TV at all, and now you'll get two or three national games a year where they would be able to use this tax if they were to put South Alabama in on this. But with ESPN Plus airing all the games and having pretty accurate numbers for how many people are streaming each game, I can't see them not adding that into this.
Maybe that'll get added on in committee, I'm not sure. And then I guess if you're watching anybody other than them, like if you're watching Clemson, South Carolina, and South Carolina play, or if you're watching Tennessee play, you know, whomever, Florida.
Well, you've already lost if you're watching a Tennessee
that's
game.
Right. But that's right. Don't get me started.
So people are going to have to, I guess, travel to Mississippi and Florida to get out of this.
Oh, holy cow. Do you think people will cross state lines?
They'll go gamble.
I didn't think about that. Instead of now people go to buy lottery tickets and stuff, people will go to their kinfolk's house outside the state of Alabama to watch Alabama or Auburn play to avoid the
Or just, you know, go over to Mississippi, go over to Biloxi and spend your money on something that can get you more money and go ahead and gamble on the game and watch it there without the tax.
So the plan, if you just joined a plan, would tax what they call a viewer excise fee that would run between 1.5 to 3 cents per hour per set. That is for residential bars, restaurants, etc. would pay more per hours viewed. So any kind of commercial entity would have more money in it. So, and they said it also, it's 1.5 to 3 cents per hour per set. I don't know. I mean, that's 100% increase when they're going to find that number. And then they said it could increase with cost of broadcast schedules, I guess, or what cable companies are charging or something like that. As those fees rise, so would this viewer fee tax. Talk to you about this a whole lot more when we get back at 343-0106.
FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings after a big win from Auburn yesterday. Time to get this morning show going. And it's time to head over to McConnell Automotive, where we talk to Mitch McConnell. Hey, Mitch.
Good morning, Dalton. And it's not April Fool's that Auburn is in the Final Four. How about that? Something else.
Not at all. That is some real stuff. And some real stuff you'll get over at McConnell Automotive, where you have a bunch of straight shooters on the lot.
You know, Dalton, I appreciate you saying that. That's one of the things we talked about off air, which is, for people listening, I just want to appreciate everybody that shops with us, because what we think we are is a family-owned business. We know we are, but we're a little bit different than most dealers. Been around since 1955 in Dalton. When people, for example, go to our website, it's super simple, and we like to think that we save people a lot of money when they shop with us. We don't do the other dealer kind of games where they mark things up and give you a different price when you come in. And the other thing we save people, Dalton, is a lot of time and a lot of energy, and it just is, I think, a much easier process. So any kind of GMC or Buick, I just want to point people to at least give us a shot. And all they have to do is either call us, Dalton, come by the dealership on Dolphin Street, or easiest thing, like we always talk about, go to McConnellAutomotive.com, and Yukons, Sierras, Acadias, all of our Buicks, everything's priced about as low as anywhere in the country, but we just really take pride in taking care of people. It's all about people for us, Dalton.
And you've got the entire inventory up on the website, right, with some great pictures.
Absolutely, and we also have demonstrator models driven by family and employees, and even some, speaking of sports coaches, and you know, late model pre-owned cars. So really, any kind of choice somebody wants in those kind of vehicles, we've got them. We really think we have the best prices, and we make it easy for people. That's our pride and joy, is to take care of people.
All right. Thank you, Mitch. Have a good one.
Y'all have a great start to April, Dalton.
All right. That's Mitch McConnell. Make sure you go see him and the crew at McConnell Automotive on Dolphin Street, just east of I-65.
All right. 838 FM Talk 106.5. Our phone number, 343-0106, 343-0106. Also getting some text in here. I want to revisit this. I don't know. It was either on the Alabama Political Reporter or Capital Journal, or one of the Montgomery shows, as they're talking about what's coming up for session tomorrow, as they've been out on spring break, and we know that the members of the legislature have been pushing different ideas back to their constituents, and they're ready to bring them back into Montgomery. So that's where, I guess, this is pre-filed. So you can pre-file a bill. Bill filed over the weekend, Representative Tommy Little out of Tuscumbia, Roll Tide War Eagle Reinvestment Act. Like I said, I think it goes to Finance Committee, and from there they said they could have a first reading as early as this week. You have to have three readings in the House before it goes to the Senate. And they said, Representative Little says, in light of Auburn's wins and the great performance of both Auburn and Alabama in collegiate sports, it's the right time to give back to these universities. Now, that's only 50% of it. 50% also goes to the general fund. They don't push that. Plan would tax, would be a tax, a viewer fee that would run between 1.5 to 3 cents per hour per TV set watching either Alabama or Auburn. And I don't know, during the Iron Bowl, if it's double.
Yeah, that's a good
like
question.
I said,
with both
like
teams
so
on
many
the field.
Bills in Montgomery, they don't think about it. They also say bars, restaurants, commercial properties would pay more per hour viewed.
They'll say they're giving you a deal when the two teams play, and they'll only charge you for the one game. But I see what Terry is saying here. He says the state, they've just got their fingers where they don't belong again. He said, I would buy a VPN service. That's virtual private network. I would buy a VPN service and stream the games just to avoid paying it on principle, which goes to what you said. They don't think this whole thing through.
Right.
I mean, I've used a VPN several times to watch out-of-market games and things like that.
Or people will travel across state lines to go watch a game.
That would
and
be
take,
ridiculous.
And take that then instead of like the lotto bill trying to keep the revenue at home, that will take revenue out of the state. People will go to a bar, sports bar or something right across the state line and watch. This is, Keith says, what if I'm flipping channels between Alabama and Auburn? Am I going to be double taxed? Good question.
Well, they're able to keep tabs on what you're watching every now better than ever. I mean, with the way technology has gone, they pretty much
same way they do TV ratings and all that. I'm sure Nielsen and the cable companies know what TVs are on what channel for what period of time.
Did you say that they were saying that it's a per hour rate?
Yes, per hour. So even if you want, how does that work? Is it like, you watch the first 15 minutes and then you have to pay for the hour? Or is it going to be, I mean, like I said, they don't think about this stuff.
So many loose ends.
David says, what about cord cutters who don't have a cable subscription or watch live sports on TV? What about people that drive for a living and listen to live sporting events on the radio over the airwaves? You know, we had a text about that, too. Texter says, radio people should be happy about this tax. More people will just use the radio. Yeah, we're kind of happy about that. But we don't know. I mean, I'm not going to get too mouthy because I don't want to get included in this as well. But, yeah, it will be a... Yes, unnamed texter. It will be good for us in radio. He said Eli is going to go up in his salary demands. More golden flake potato chips for Eli. Then David says, furthermore, how are legislators going to exempt themselves from this tax so they don't have to pay it? No joke. Go ahead.
We had an unnamed texter who says the state's just kind of getting out of control. They say increase in gas tax, toll on the Bay Bridge, tax on watching sports now. Then you got this increase in property tax in Spanish Fort. This shows the out-of-control spending and money grab by politicians.
Yeah, so, I mean, this is more the same, right? Let's see. Bob, I don't know. I mean, see, Bob says, what about the digital antenna at my hunting camp? I get all the major networks very clear, and most of those games are played on CBS anyways. A lot of them are, but then ESPN has got a bunch of the games.
Yeah, as a Tennessee fan, I hate when people brag that their games are on CBS. We're always on SEC2, the alternate channel.
Right.
But, yeah, I see what he's saying there.
So I don't know that. I don't know how they would... And will that lead to proliferation of people having the digital antennas? We have, and by the way, Bob, we got one at a river camp like that, and the pictures we get are awesome. We get the digital over the air, and the picture is either awesome or it's not there. You know what I'm saying? That's the thing about digital. Either you don't get it or the picture's awesome. And how many people will set those digital antennas up? How many of y'all have those at your house already to get over the air, even if you have cable? And would you do that? Would you switch to the over-the-air digital antenna to prevent having to pay this 1.5 to 3 cents per hour for watching Alabama or Auburn play sports? And this is, they said sports. So that means the ones that make TV is football and basketball.
Gymnastics is on there. Are they going to do gymnastics too? Or they're probably talking about just these main, the main big three, the big three sports.
I have not seen. The problem is I don't have a whole listing of the bill. I have the overview of the bill, but not the. Yeah, I don't know if it's any other sports. But how many other sports make it?
I mean, unless you're talking about the SEC network, which they have to find, you know, the small sports so they can have something on the air 24/7. Right. But I'm sure they're just mainly focused on basketball and football right here, and probably baseball, I would imagine, because that gets pretty popular towards the end of the season when you've got a lot of SEC teams, and Alabama and Auburn are known to be there at the end of the season when a lot of people are tuned in to that. And, you know, the Alabama legislature, they never really get ahead of things. They never look forward to the future. But I wonder if they aren't, in this instance, a little bit, seeing the way that cord cutting is going and how that's moving. If they're trying to kind of get this in the books before everyone switches over to ESPN Plus and the CBS sports streaming, so that they'll say, well, you know, it was already up on the we already had that taxing on the cable that people were watching, so we're just going to slip that in here once people start streaming too.
Yeah, they find things that in this case they think you can't get away from it, like the gas tax. But yeah, we're listing the ways you'll be able to get around this tax. What's your take on it? Would you go over there? Would you watch the games when you could with the digital antenna? Also, we'll talk more about Biden. You can tell he's getting traction now because here come the accusations about the big, slow kiss. Lucy Flores out of Nevada, who, by the way, worked with Bernie Sanders in the past. I would just point that out. Her assertion that Vice President Joe Biden's kiss on the back of her head made her feel uncomfortable. We'll get to that. And also, you see the age restriction on tackling discussion they want to have when you you can restrict it, they can't, park ball or whatever. Mm-hmm. Kids can't be tackling at park ball.
Yeah, I see more and more states moving to that where, and it's probably smart. You know, you can still play football as a kid without the tackling, even though it's hard for most of us to imagine. I mean, in Tennessee, I started playing tackling football at, 4 years old.
And look at you now.
And look at me now. I'm so smart. So many hits on the head. But, yeah, that makes sense. I really don't think with more and more science coming out that you should be able to go out there and play games, but you really shouldn't start taking hits to the head until, 12? 14, yeah. Maybe 16.
Yeah, it depends on the head, depends on the kid. And also, I saw some story they were doing one of the, this is just a side note, it's not a real story. They were doing, there's a story out there. TV this morning was doing some kind of national obesity story. Have you ever noticed this side note? When they go to the B-roll, whenever they do Americans are fatter than ever, or obesity story, they go to B-roll, which y'all, B-roll is like the video that TV news uses for any given, if it's like a hurricane, they show sailboats rocking at their mooring and palm trees swaying and signs, that kind of stuff. If they do a story about obesity, they go to a B-roll, a bunch of fat people walking around, right?
Bellies, yeah.
But what they don't do is they don't show the faces. They shoot it from the head, neck down.
Yeah.
There's a whole, if you watch B-roll on obesity stories, nobody has a head. The whole thing is shot from the neck down.
You know, Chris Christie's in every one of those shots. No one knows that.
You would know, but maybe they have stunt doubles because the same ones in every video. All right, grab some calls when we get back and more text at 343-0106. FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Phone number, text line 343-0106. You may want to put that in your contacts on your smartphone. Just FM Talk 106.5. You may not need it today, but sometime soon you may want to ring us up. If you're new to town, we're in the 251. We're not changing area codes like West Central Alabama is. We're still 251-343-0106. My buddy Walt in Somerdale says, what about the split screen option? Will you be taxed twice for one screen? Well, if you had, I don't know. Once again, these things are not thought. I imagine if you had Alabama on one side and Auburn on another side, you could be. If you're watching a game, you would just be taxed. It says it's essentially, if you're watching anything that does not have Alabama or Auburn playing, you're not taxed. Mm-hmm. But if Alabama's playing basketball, football, if Auburn's playing basketball, football, you'll be paying between 1.5 and 3 cents per hour per TV set, more for commercial entities.
So do the math a little bit. Usually, I think each game runs between 3 to 4 hours. So you're looking at, I guess, a max. If you only watch one of the teams play,
Watch pregame? I don't know if they're going to charge for pregame either.
Yeah, that's a great question. I'm sure that they will if they've got this on the books. But also, if you watch, sometimes they set them up back-to-back because so many people watch Alabama and Auburn play. You're looking at 8 hours right there on a Saturday.
Let's go to the phones at 343-0106. And David in Mobile up first.
Sean, I have another name for this tax. I call it Alabama's stupid tax.
Because, no joke, like so many of them.
Yeah, well, that's true. Because it's not been thought, like you said, it's not been thought out very, very well, because to avoid paying this tax, I literally have to do nothing that I'm not already doing, because I'm a cord cutter. I don't have a cable or satellite subscription. And if I watch a live sporting event, it's going to be over the air antenna. More likely than not, because of the nature of my job, I'm going to be listening to it on the radio. And since I'm an Auburn fan, I can just do what I do 90% of the rest of the time I'm in the car and just listen to FM Talk 106.5 like I will be this weekend when Auburn basketball's in the Final Four. And I've avoided the tax.
Yeah, you have, and that's I appreciate the call, but I'm like worried about this because if I rattle it too much, they'll figure out how to do. But you know what? They won't figure it out, because how could they? They don't know. They have no system there to know what's on your radio in your car, or your truck, or whatever.
Yeah, no, we know that.
Like they do for cable satellite systems. And you're right. And if you watch on a digital antenna, I wonder if they're going to do, remember when the early years of the internet sales tax before they made these companies comply. Mm-hmm. You were supposed to send a check to the state treasury at the end of each year for the sales tax for the states and local sales tax that you would have paid on the items.
That was a good one.
So they'll have people like self-report. You have to keep a little like, get a legal pad. Okay, I watched Alabama play from this time to this time.
When I pay my U-verse bill every month, you know, they have the drop down of what you're paying for. So they can certainly, maybe that's what they'll do. They'll go to the companies and have them tell you how much, and they'll just add it on to the monthly bill. I'm sure that's what the plan is. But I feel like I'm already paying some state and federal taxes on my bill as it is. So this will just add to that, I guess.
I don't know. Wait till progressives get a hold of this, too, and the Democrats in the Alabama legislature. Because right now, this bill will be in the Finance Committee tomorrow. So it's pre-filed, comes up in Finance Committee tomorrow. So I guarantee you, somebody will say, well, what about the size of the TVs? It's not fair if somebody's paying the same tax, you know, if they're watching it on a small little screen versus somebody that has a TV like Dalton that takes up a whole wall of the house.
Yeah, I'm going to have to pay double or something like that.
Watch that happen. If you haven't yet, okay, so... But there's a bunch of stuff. There's a couple different bills. Obviously, the lotto bill is the big one, and then you have the hands-free, the no texting, the hands-free bill. You have this road rage bill, which is really a don't drive slowly in the left lane bill. They've been pre-filed. They come up tomorrow because, by the way, if it didn't change your life, legislature was on spring break last week.
They're spring break. I wonder if they took some
how many got arrested?
Cases of beer down to the beach.
Did beer funnels or something with members of the House and Senate. But now they're back to work tomorrow in regular session. And one of the pre-filed bills we're looking at here, it is out of Tuscumbia. Representative Tommy Little out of Tuscumbia filed the bill over the weekend. It goes to the Finance Committee because that's, well, number one, the House is where revenue bills have to start, and I guess the Finance Committee, or it could go to Telecom, it says. First reading could be as early as this week. Of course, it has to have three readings in the House before it goes to the Senate. The bill does have traction in the House. I have not heard if it has traction in the Senate. We try to get some answers back. I have not gotten answers back from members of our local senatorial delegation or the House delegation on this. Representative Little says, in light of Auburn's win, and that was before yesterday's win, in light of Auburn's win and the great performance of both Auburn and Alabama, this is the right time for fans in the state to give back to these schools. The plan would tax per TV viewer fee that would run between 1.5 to 3 cents per hour per TV set. And it would be, then bars, restaurants, commercial entities would pay more per hours viewed. And then we asked, so many questions, but what does this mean for, like, so you can watch South play or Troy or UAB? Those are valid programs athletically in the state, and they're not in on this? I mean, and this sounds like a guy from North Alabama, but does UAH have a football? They don't have a football team. Does UNA?
Well, they've got some D3 teams, but there's UNA for sure, because I went to a UNA football camp one time, and that was the longest weekend of my life. Showed up out of shape and cramped for 4 days. That was fun. But Terry, he's got a good point here, because why would they stop with this? If this somehow passes, he says, why wouldn't they go ahead and add the American Idol tax to fund music education in Alabama? It seems like it would be one of those slippery slopes, you know?
Don't give them ideas here. What about clips? Oh, you're talking about, like, what about a clip being played, like, on the evening news? Like, oh, here's a, like, in sports, you're going to show the touchdown or whatever. I don't know. It didn't. Once again, they have not thought the bill out, and here it sits. We'll talk more about this coming up on the midday show today. Let's grab one fast one here from Walt in Somerdale, and then we'll pick this back up at noon today. And reminder, too, Senator Doug Jones joins us at 12:30. Hey, Walt.
Hey. One last question. What if you got the split screen on four different TVs because you're moving from room to room?
Well, that's what it says. And it did actually talk about that in the bill, that it is per TV set and not per household. And I appreciate the call, because that was something that I was really interested in, because if it was per household, you could have multiple TV, but it says in the language it's per set. So if you do, you got one TV on the kitchen, one in the living room, maybe you're lucky you got one of those that's out on the back porch or something like that, then you're paying for all three sets per hour viewed between 1.5 and 3 cents on this tax.
Yeah, and I mean, they know that the companies know how many TV sets you have, so they probably know what you're watching on each one, because, you know, I get billed for the four sets that I have. And
how do they, I wonder if this comes in, I mean, it's going to be taxed on your cable and satellite fee.
Got it.
It's going to be on the bill.
That's the easiest way, for sure, for them to get their money.
Okay, we'll watch this, and I'm trying to get more on this by the time we get started again at noon today for Midday Mobile. Also, we're talking about it on the Twitter feed at FMTalk1065, hashtag ALPolitics. You can check it out there. Mike Gallagher Show's on next. We'll see y'all in the morning.